So welcome, everybody. There's quite a few people in a small room. Sorry about the space, but hopefully we're just going to get cozy, that's all. I jokingly called this session the fear and loathing session, but I couldn't think of fear and regret. So my name is Betsy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
I'm Betsy.
And I've been in program for about... I keep thinking 8 years, I come give and take some. First time I went into these rooms was in 2000, actually. And I knew I was in the right place, but I cried through the entire meeting, and I just couldn't deal. It was just too much for me. So it took, a few years later, and I don't even remember what year I came in, for me to come back and actually be ready to work the program and stick with it and see the promises come true. So I'm so happy to be able to be here today and share this promise with you. So just to qualify, my highest weight was 208. I'm currently at 148, so I'm maintaining about a 50-pound weight loss right now. I have weighed less than this, and I've weighed more than this in abstinence. So, you struggle with food plan, and I've shifted my food plan throughout the years. It's definitely changed it up. That being said, higher power has been with me throughout the entire process, and it's been a great ride and a great journey, and looking forward to more, because I am a food addict, I am a compulsive overeater, and I will be until the day I'm no longer here. So that acceptance is part of my story, part of my program. So today, we're going to be... Basically, I'm going to have you guys do some writing. Since our time is somewhat limited, I only came up with a couple of questions for you guys to write on. And then, since we're such a large group, I figure we can pair off and share a bit about our writing once we're done with each writing. So, we'll just naturally figure out who to share with. And then at the end, though, I want us to all come together and maybe share a few things that just... let me get this. I guess this is locked. Sorry. Somebody coming in? Yes. Sorry, I didn't realize it was locked. Well, we're gonna need another chair, if anybody would... Wouldn't mind.
Some chairs back here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the high. Okay.
Nancy, yeah,
very
frozen.
Oh, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I cannot get down to the floor.
So the intention is to come together at the end and share some of the things that maybe you were impressed with, either in your own writing or somebody else's share, or just, thoughts about this promise. And the promise that we're talking about is fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. I purposely chose this because fear has been way up for me for the past couple of months, and it was just like, aha, here's a chance to explore this and really look at... fear tends to drive my resentments, my anxiety, my whatever, right? So it was just a great way to take a look at that and read some readings around it as well. So I'm going to share, I do have a handout, and I'm going to share, I'll start, I need one copy. Oh, we also do need to start the meeting, but... So while we hand these out, or before we do, actually, let's take a minute for the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And we have some statements to be read. I just can't remember which order we're supposed to go. Okay, the anonymity statement. Who took that?
I'm the anonymity statement. Anonymity, like our abstinence, is treasured possession.
We ask the help of our guests, especially those representing the press or broadcast media, in protecting the anonymity of all members present or mentioned here today. We hope you hear something at this meeting which you can take away and use. We respectfully request, however, that you eliminate any mention of names in reference to members of Overeaters Anonymous and that no unauthorized photos be taken. This session is being taped and will not be edited. To be anonymous, you should use a fictitious name. If you come to the microphone to speak at any time during the weekend in a session that is being recorded, please sign a release form located at the registration table. Two Hatters, OA members affiliated with a related facility or other anonymous programs, are requested to speak only to their personal recovery as an OA member at OA functions to avoid implying endorsement of outside enterprise. Thank you.
Thank you. The next is crosstalk statement.
Okay. Wendy, grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Feedback, crosstalk, and advice giving and discouraged care. Crosstalk during an OA meeting is giving advice to others who have already shared, speaking directly to another person rather than to the group, and questioning or interrupting the person speaking or sharing at the time.
Thanks, Wendy. Next is the Unity with Diversity Statement.
I'm Mary, compulsive overeater.
I'm Mary.
Hey, Mary. As we extend the heart and hand of fellowship to those who still suffer, let us be mindful of OA's unity and diversity policy, which respects our differences, yet unites us in a solution to our common problem. Whatever problem you may have with food, you are welcome at this meeting. Are there any compulsive eaters here besides myself?
Woohoo! All right, thank you. So, liberation from fear and regret. So I just looked up a few readings from for today that were around fear, which I'm going to go ahead and read for you. So, for today, March 12th, I didn't call it distrust, but what else kept me always on guard, saying only what others wanted to hear, often doing nothing for fear of displeasing. I walked on timid feet. The door to trust opened when I took the first three steps. The minute I gave it to God, the compulsion was gone. Today, I am open to the wisdom, integrity, and strength of others, inside and outside OA. Because I trust the OA program, my whole attitude and outlook has changed. When I am disappointed in a meeting and wonder, is this all there is? I accept it as part of living. Far from making me lose faith in the program, my restlessness reminds me of what life was like before OA. I may not always find what I want there, but my trust that OA meetings are where I need to be is as unshakable as my trust in the principles of the program and my trust in God. For today, trust is freedom from fear, which is one of the promises of the program. To become more trusting, I can devote part of this day to writing on my experience in this area. So the first question is actually around this reading. And I'm going to give you, let's do 6 minutes, just, you know, to keep it a little bit off off kilter. So the questions that I wrote down are, consider this first reading. How does lack of trust contribute to your fear of people? What challenges your trust in your higher power? So just go ahead and read. I will time you, and then afterwards we'll share with each other, and we'll move on.
Repeat the questions, or are they already written down?
They're on the back.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, flip it over, and the questions are there.
This all relates to our trust of a higher power.
Higher power, people, yourself. It's around fear as a lack of trust. Okay. So, the whole idea is to give you a chance to share with each other a little bit about what you wrote. So, I'm going to time for 2 minutes each share. If you guys can pair off or with three people or something and try to distribute your sharing.
Three people?
Yeah, I guess three would be good. So I'll do 2 minutes each for three people. Can you guys?
Can
Do you need me to figure out groups? Or are you guys good with it? You gonna turn around and sort of. Yeah.
Don't come back again.
Okay. So go ahead and start, you guys, if you haven't already. Go ahead and start your shares. Do you have a group? Okay, time for the second person. Time for the second person to share. I think her husband is, but I think you can. Here. I think there's nobody there, but we definitely did not have enough chairs for this room. So we just wrote on the first reading and the first question on the back side, and then next we'll do the second reading and the second question and share. I think so. I think he left, so I don't know. there was somebody there, but I think he left, so good. Yeah, so to scooch around. That works. So we just read the first reading and we had them write on this first question and they're sharing right now. And so next we'll do the second reading and the second question. Okay, if you haven't, move on to the third person. If you haven't already, move on to your third person. Oh, to move on to the third person, Sherry. Sorry, and we lost your chair. We can go grab you another chair, Nancy.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, unless I'm not going to get a back one. There were some extra ones next door. Maybe I'll see
them. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Go ahead and wrap it up, people. Okay, we're done for the first one. So go ahead and finish up. Okay, thank you so much, you guys. This is great. So the second reading is also from for today, March 26th. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear, from Mark Twain. As a small child, I was afraid of the dark. I outgrew that particular fear, but not the underlying reason for it, fear of the unknown. As exciting as new ideas, new challenges may be, there's always that hesitation to jump in. Sometimes it's very hard to overcome the fear. It takes courage to do a fourth step inventory, to look at and admit my worst faults, to confide in another human being, to make amends. I stall for time, putting aside what I'm afraid to do, trying to muster my courage. But in the end, I do it. I dare to push past the fear because I want what the AA founders promised and because I believe them when they say that half measures availed us nothing. For today, there are things I'm still afraid of and perhaps will always be afraid of, but I have overcome fear before and will again. So the second question, again on the back side, is the second reading talks about pushing through fear. What tools do you use to shine the light on your fear and overcome it? What does that look like for you? So again, I'll give you 5 minutes to write, and then we'll go into shares again. Okay. So same format, please go ahead and share, and I'll give you 2 minute warnings to shift to the next person.
Okay, somebody else.
Most of what I say is
Okay, so number two. You guys got stuck place. Here, I was like, you guys got stuck place. So are you good? Do you get a chance to? The third person, move on to your third person. All right. Okay, time, you guys. It's time. All right, time. So time to wrap things up. We'll come back together as a group. Time to wrap things up, you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is great. And I hope you found it beneficial to hear each other's points of view. So as I thought, you know, then I'm going to go to each group and just ask each group to maybe offer up one or two things that stood out for them. So this group over here.
Okay, let's see. We learned about confronting sarcasm and our cutting wit, because that usually brings up fear. If we're acting sarcastic, it's typically because we're in our shadow side, in our disease side. Let's see. And then we talked about, where did I write it? Voice dialoguing, to hear maybe what's happening with the fear. You know, like put the fear in the chair next to you and talk to the fear. Mm. And be like, well, why do you... Do you want to speak to it?
Yes, like I'm talking to fear and I go, I'm not afraid. And fear says, yes, you are. No, I'm not. I've been all over the world by myself for 25 years. Oh, yeah, that old bullshit about living in the past. Well, have you been to Afghanistan by yourself? Oh, yeah, here we go again. I mean, that was like 30 years ago. It works like a charm. You can do it with money or your sugar or your sex life or anything. It's a wonderful healing tool.
We also talked about you cannot heal what you cannot feel. And asking at the end of meditation, is there anything else that you want to know from the divine?
Awesome. Okay, the next group over here. Thanks, you guys. Just like one or two things that kind of rose to the top for you.
I guess one of the things that I thought about for myself is I just need to do it. It's usually not that bad once I get started, and whatever the outcome is, it's in God's hands. So I just need to trust that it'll work out. But I've had to learn that along the way. But it always hasn't been that easy, I have to admit. But so that's what I learned.
Great.
Yeah, I think just seeing other emotions that mask fear, like anger, for example, is a good one. And being able to engage those emotions a step further instead of running away from emotions or stuffing them down, but really being able to look deeper and past them and see the fear that's sort of underlying them.
Wonderful, thank you. How about this group right here? This threesome here?
Okay. Well, I think for the first one, we talked about the fact that, not trusting ourselves. And that, you know, you get this distrust of yourself where it's like, okay, have I talked to God enough to actually hear his voice? And is what I'm hearing me or is it him? And so, you know, you've ultimately, like, you've got to love yourself enough to go, okay, I deserve a loving and rich relationship with my higher power. And then I think for the second question, first of all, we talked about, you know, control, but that's one of the ways that we try to cope with fear. But ultimately, we have to remember that our higher power already has everything planned out, and that if we let him, he's gonna take care of it. And I think we talked about using our tools. So writing things down is really beneficial for fears, and also being honest with others. So just telling them honestly, like, you know, what's going on in your head, so that you don't get caught in that cycle of fear and death and destruction.
Great. Thank you. Okay. This group here?
Ghetto. As you're reading that, one thing that I've learned over and over again that usually my fear is so misplaced and unworthy of attention, you know, but I have to kind of have it first and then get through of it. I said, feel it, deal with it, and heal it.
Mm.
But one of the most important tools that I've used with the fears in my life, which my greatest fear has always been, loss of relationship with my immediate family, grandchildren, children. And we did a OA Big Book study, and I went through the four-step inventory all the way through the fear inventory this time, and did that in depth. And when I sat back and looked at myself and thought, really? This is what you're letting control your life? It's so stupid. It was groundless, not even worthy of my attention. But I finally got a grasp on that for the first time. And so that tool was amazing to me. And I said, I have another tool that's my 14-year-old grandson. That he, if I don't practice what I preach, he holds me accountable. So if I'm saying, I bought him a little teen meditation book, and the day's reading was about fear. And so I say, you have to read that before you have the iPad. I have control of the iPad. I have a security guard. And he said it was about fear. I said, well, fear of fear. Don't let fear get to you. And I said, could you just give me 10 words on it or something? And so we finally got to laughing about it. And I said, well, a fear for today is that your grandma won't accept your answer and you don't get the iPad. So, you know,
that's a great tool.
You know, if you have, down to the 14-year-old level, you know, that was about it. I was sharing with Vicki that I had this unreasonable nightmare for into the 40s of my life, and as a small child, I was afraid of the dark. And I was sharing this with a counselor, and she asked me if I'd ever talked to my parents about that. And I said no, and I hadn't got to the fourth and fifth step and whatever with my parents. And so I went to my mom and I told her about this fear, and this look came over her face, and she said, oh my God, did that, is that still causing, and so she explained to me what had happened in, as a very small child and whatever, and that was the end of it. Mm. I had knowledge of it. Mm. I didn't hold any hard feelings or whatever had happened. I understood it. So if I don't express that to someone, I'm never going to get it out, you know, mm. whether it's writing or talking or whatever, so.
Great.
Thank you, friends.
Okay, in the interest of time, I want everybody to be able to share something, but can you guys share one thing? Okay, so this group right here. I know there's a lot of good stuff. So.
I think if we kind of, as we were talking, it was kind of neat because we pulled from stuff that all of us had said, which was kind of this idea that, like, when we have a fear, we tend to project, you know, if we do this, then this is going to be the outcome. So we talked about having an open mind, and don't project, and then take baby steps. Like, you don't have to do the whole thing, but start taking steps in the direction of, you know, conquering your fears.
Great. Okay. My duo back there.
Oh, gosh. For me, personally, I've been learning that worry and anxiety are fear.
Great. Okay. This group.
I think for some of us, we felt that fear, a lot of times it related to feeling that we weren't good enough, you know, always having that doubt, that self-esteem, etc. And then challenges as far as trusting the higher power is, you know, why should we be a priority kind of thing, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right. Folks in the back, on the floor.
We talked about like the rejection from others and how, you know, maybe even like our looks or weight or who we are, and then how to kind of trust ourselves, to love ourselves and do that.
Great, thank you. The other folks in the back there.
When you said this is not a thinking program, it's an action program. Not really, just do the action.
Do the action. All right. Right here.
We talked about taking fears from the past and bringing them into the present, and that staying in the present's really important, and being aware of what's going on around us, and feelings are just feelings. They're neither good nor bad. And that, I put in here that my relationship with God's changed, and I used to be really afraid of God, but now He's my Heavenly Father and I'm His beloved child. Mm. And the three of us feel that too.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Last group.
I think the bottom line maybe is that the best thing we have up here is prayer and asking for guidance from a higher power and trusting that the higher power is going to guide us in the right direction. So prayer and then trust.
Prayer and then trust. Awesome. That's a great way to segue into a prayer before we leave. And then we trust that the rest of the day is awesome as it has been so far. So thanks, everybody. Let's go ahead and do the serenity prayer. Doesn't matter. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Thank you.